when someone turns 100 years old, that's huge. As an organization, to turn 100 is also just as large. Many nonprofits in particular never make it this long. My name is Robert Reed. I'm the executive director of the Madison Symphony Orchestra. We're celebrating 100 years. And the amazing thing is we've only had 4 music directors. So that means that they usually have had an average tenure of 25 years apiece.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Our current music director, John DeMaine, is going to be stepping down after 32 years. We have 91 musicians under contract. One of the things I love about being an orchestra of our size, our musicians, they're here because they want to be here. They want to play. They want to have fun doing that. It's not just a job. And you come here, and all of a sudden, you develop this sense of family. Many venues across the country and world, you can't fully hear the orchestra. And I'm not making an exaggeration. I think our hall is one of the top 20 halls in the United States of America. And when you come here, it is served to you on a silver platter. And so you hear everything, and you hear this lush string sound, and you hear all these things, and it becomes exciting, and it, you know, lifts your spirit when you're sitting in your seats. The symphony is for the community. And so when we were thinking about what are we going to do to celebrate the 100th anniversary season, we thought we have to have something that is as blatantly obvious a community event as possible. We are involving 40 plus different arts groups. So 5 performance spaces in the Overture Center is going to have a revolving door of performances. Somewhere up in Labadee, many years ago. The symphony should be the anchor of the festival weekend. We want to make sure that we perform music that everybody's going to know. And so doing some of the best known selections of a symphonic repertoire. From the final movement, Ode to Joy of Beethoven Symphony No. 9, to doing American in Paris, to movements of the planets. If nothing else, if they've heard movies and soundtracks, they will know this music. So we want people to walk away feeling like, you know, the symphony is for me too. Any nonprofit could fail if it doesn't have the support of the community. We're getting enough affirmation for people buying tickets to our concerts, for people who make their donations to the symphony on an annual basis. So the community is saying to us, we want you here. You know, we're not begging people to please let us survive. People want us here, and that feels great that we are wanted and that we are needed and that we're serving a purpose.